Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready for another deep dive? Today we're going to be exploring something pretty wild. We're going to try to understand how quantum physics might be showing up in your everyday life.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
You know, we're always hearing about all this quantum stuff, but what does it actually mean?
Right.
Well, luckily we have this amazing piece called The Quantum Basics, Understanding Reality Beyond Perception, and it's going to be our guide for today.
Sounds good.
And this piece starts off strong, you know, it doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
The first thing it asks is, what is reality?
Whoa, that's a big question.
Isn't it? So I'm really curious, what are your initial thoughts on that? What is reality?
Well, I think most of us go through life assuming reality is what we see and experience, right?
Yeah.
Like what's in front of us.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
But then quantum physics comes along and throws a wrench in that whole idea.
So how does quantum physics change things?
Well, it basically tells us that the reality we experience is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, so what's underneath?
It gets pretty mind-bending. Quantum physics studies the tiniest building blocks of the universe.
We're talking smaller than atoms, right?
Way smaller.
Yeah.
And at that level, things behave in ways that totally defy our everyday logic.
That's why everyone always says it's mind-bending.
Exactly. It challenges our whole perception of how things work.
So what are some of these mind-bending principles that govern the quantum world?
There are a few key ones that are really important to understand, like superposition.
Okay, superposition, that's a big word.
It is, but it's actually a pretty simple concept. Well, sort of.
All right, break it down for us.
Imagine slipping a coin.
Okay, got it.
While it's spinning in the air, is it heads or tails?
Well, neither, I guess.
Right.
Right.
It's in this weird in-between state, both heads and tails at the same time.
Until it lands.
Exactly. Now, in the quantum world, particles are kind of like that spinning coin.
What do you mean?
They exist in this blurry state of multiple possibilities called superposition until we actually observe them.
Wait, so you're saying a particle can be in multiple states at once?
Yes. It's not just that we don't know which state it's in. It's that it's genuinely in all those states simultaneously.
Whoa, okay. So until we look at it, it's like it hasn't made up its mind.
Kind of. And the moment we observe it, it collapses into one specific state.
That is so wild.
It really challenges our idea of a fixed objective reality.
So it's almost like our observation, our consciousness, is playing a role in shaping reality.
That's a big part of quantum physics, yes. It's called the observer effect.
Okay, let's talk about that later. But first, there's another principle you mentioned. Entanglement, right? What's that all about?
So imagine you have two of those spinning coins.
Okay.
And they're linked together in a way that if one lands on heads, the other one instantly lands on tails.
No matter how far apart they are.
Exactly. That's entanglement.
Wait, really? Even if they're on opposite sides of the universe.
That's what's so mind-blowing about it. These particles are connected in a way that transcends space and time.
So it's like they're communicating with each other faster than the speed of light.
It's not exactly communication as we understand it, but yeah, the connection is instantaneous.
Okay, this is getting deep.
It is, and it really challenges our understanding of how the universe works.
So we've talked about superposition and entanglement, but now I want to go back to that observer effect you mentioned.
Sure.
You said that our observation can actually change the state of a quantum system.
That's what the experiments seem to show.
So it's not just that we're seeing what's already there. It's like our observation is actually making something happen.
Exactly. It's like our consciousness is interacting with the very fabric of reality.
This is starting to feel less like science and more like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right? It's wild. But the implications are huge.
Yeah. Like, what does this mean for us in our everyday lives?
Well, the source material suggests that the observer effect isn't just limited to the quantum world.
You mean it could be happening all around us all the time?
It's possible. And it raises some really interesting questions about how our thoughts, our beliefs, our intentions might be shaping our reality.
So, like, if I'm constantly focusing on problems, am I actually making them worse?
The source material doesn't say it quite like that, but it does suggest that where we focus, our attention can influence the probabilities of certain outcomes.
Okay, so it's not like we're creating things out of thin air, but we might be shifting the odds in our favor or against us, depending on where our focus is.
That's the idea. Think about the placebo effect. People's health actually improves just because they believe they're receiving a treatment, even if it's a sugar pill.
Right, so our beliefs, our expectations can have a real impact on our physical reality.
Exactly. And quantum physics might be giving us a glimpse into why that is.
This is all starting to feel really empowering, you know?
I agree. It's like we're not just passive bystanders in our lives, we have a more active role than we ever imagined.
And the source material highlights a few key takeaways that really drive this point home, right?
It does, and they're all connected in a way.
Okay, what's the first one?
Our thoughts matter. Remember the observer effect. Well, if our observation can influence reality at the quantum level, it makes sense that our thoughts could have a similar impact on a larger scale.
So focusing on negativity could actually make it more likely for those negative things to manifest in our lives.
The source material suggests that's a possibility, yeah. Just like focusing on solutions could open up new possibilities.
So it's not just about positive thinking. It's about directing your focus and energy towards what you want to experience.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second takeaway, the power of connections.
Okay, how does that tie into quantum physics?
Remember entanglement. Just like those interconnected particles, our relationships create a web of influence.
So surrounding yourself with positive people, those who uplift and inspire you, can actually have a tangible impact on your life.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing those subtle energy exchanges. Just as negative relationships can drain you, positive connections can energize and uplift you.
This is all making me think about how important it is to be mindful of our thoughts and who we spend our time with.
It really is. And the final takeaway brings all of this together.
Oh, go with the last one.
You are an active participant in creating your reality.
We're not just along for the ride, huh?
Not at all. Quantum physics suggests that we have a much more active role than we realize.
This whole deep dive has been incredible. I mean, quantum physics seems so complex, but it really boils down to these simple yet profound ideas.
It really does. And it's not just about understanding these concepts intellectually. It's about applying them to our lives.
Right. It's like a whole new way of looking at the world and ourselves.
And hopefully it empowers us to be more conscious, intentional creators of our reality.
I think it definitely does.
So the question is, how can you apply these principles to manifest your dreams and shape your reality more consciously? What small shifts can you make starting today?
I love that. I think that's a perfect place to leave it for our listeners.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.
See ya!